mostly outside. We started yesterday on the Rash, but just wanted to mention one thing in terms of yesterday and then focus on the point that Baruch Ber focuses on. The way we learned up the Rash, but we had simply the way to work out the two paragraphs of the Rashba, how he starts by asking a kasha that we didn't see anywhere else, that when the Gemara suggests that Kipol Rachmana Ben Tamu Muad Hanami Betusha Mechuberes Emekul Muedesi, that I would think that a Karen Mechuberes would be Muedes from the beginning, the Rashba asks, maybe it should be Tam from the beginning. The Rashba gives two answers on that kasha. And we don't understand where the kasha is coming from. Why would I assume that? Maybe I should assume it should be just like Telusha. And then, more so, when the Rashba asked, or afterwards asked the kasha, and where would I know Kuam Muedes, where would I learn it from? The Rashba says, I learned it from the Shar Avos, and he goes with the Mandama Palviniska Mamona, so I could learn it, Karen Mechuberes from Shar Avos. So if I have a way to learn from Shar Avos, so then what was the Rashba asking before? That is to say, Kulatam, I have a limud from Shar Avos. So like, how do you put the two paragraphs together? And then we had another diuk. The Rashba doesn't talk about the other mandama, Pavliniska Knasa. And Tosus, on the other hand, never asked the kasha of Kulatama. And Tosus makes sure to ask the kasha, what about the Madam Pagniska Knasso? How's he going to learn the Va'omer of the Braisa? And so it says the answer. The issue is not why you need the second Pasuk. The issue is why the Tan has to bring the second Pasuk, and the Tan has to bring the second Pasuk, because you might have thought Pagniska Mamona, you might have thought that Mechuberes would be a Mu'ud from the beginning, and you might have thought to learn out from Shar Avos. Therefore, let me tell you right away, the Mechuberes is part of the Pasuk. So these are the diyukim that we said yesterday, Barichus. And the way that we suggested to answer these diyukim, in terms of just laying out the pshat of the Rashba, so we were magdim, and this is something I think we would be able to put Tosis on the other side of this issue. That's what I want to add right now to yesterday. Apparently the Rashba understood when the Gemara says, Ki pog rachmana ben tamu mud hanu l'tusha, the Rashba understood that to be a miut in the Torah. In other words, the Torah, by speaking about Telusha and giving me the din of Tam and Mu'ud by Telusha and telling me there's a distinction between Tam and Mu'ud by Telusha, means to imply that Mechuberes would not have the distinction. And in what way wouldn't there be a distinction? So the Gemara says, because I would say Kul Mu'edes. And for that, the Rashba says, I have another possibility, I have another suggestion, that that which there wouldn't be a distinction is that it would be Kulatam. Why did the Rashba think that that's what the Gemara meant? I think behind this is that the Rashba understood that Karen, it's the same mazik of Karen, the same nature of Karen, the same type of hezik of Karen, whether it's a Karen Tush or Karen Mechuberes. It's the same mazik of Karen. So why did the Torah speak about only one variety of Karen, not the other? If at this point all I know about Negicha is Karen Telusha, I don't know the Pasuk in Zos HaBrach, I only know the Pasuk in Malach. So if it's all the same type of Hezek of Karen, why did the Torah speak about the case of Karen Telusha, not Karen Mechuberes? It must be because the dinim that are reflected by Karen Telusha, Tam and Muad, that distinction falls away by Mechuberes. And what would that mean? So the Gemara presents that to mean that Mechuberes will be Kula Muedes. Comes the Rashba with the Kasha, let it be Kula Tam. Tosus had no such Kasha. Why? I tell you why. Because for Tosus, Karen Tusha is Karen. Karen Mechuberes is a whole new mazik. This is what I didn't stress yesterday. In other words, Tosus didn't have this Kasha of the Rashba because Karen Mechuberes is a new type of a Hezek, Karen Mechuberes. It's not the same Hezek of Karen. Now, what would be the din of Karen Mechuberes? Okay, so I could look to Shar Avos and say Nezek Shalim right away. If I'm not going to be able to do that, then I have another solution. Learn from Telusha. But if I do that, Daya Ketelusha. I can learn the din of Karen Mechuberes from Karen Telusha. But to say that Karen Mechuberes should be Tama straight through, Mechatesi, like that's, you know, that doesn't go on the radar screen. Why should that be? There's no miut in the Torah. The Torah spoke about the Karen Telusha, that Karen. Karen Mechuberes is another mazik. What's the din by the other masik? Figure it out. Learn from Mashar Robles, learn from Tusha. Okay, that's Tosa's problems with. So Tosa has to come out and say, but even Umanda Omar, Pau Geniska, Knasa, which means you couldn't really learn it out from Mashar Robles, but the Tana wants you to know that Kemachu Beres is also part of Negicha, because otherwise you might have thought, if you were thought it's not part of Negicha, and then I would have thought to learn it from Shai Rabos because I would have thought Palganiska Mamona. Okay, that's the Tosis. The benefit in the Rashba, though, is what follows from the Rashba is the second paragraph is a second paragraph that doesn't erase the first paragraph. In other words, even after I know that seemingly I can't say that Karen Mechuberis is Tama, seemingly, because of the two answers the Rashba gives. Answer number one, because, as we're going to explain soon, because it's a suffix Iser, or because of, can't be less than Tusha, and for this we say Onshin Menadin, it's only by Bora I don't say Onshin Menadin. The Rashba says, good, but where do I learn it? What's the Makar? I understand that the Miut suggests that Mechuberis is different than Tusha, and the distinction that exists by Tusha would not be Mechuberis, so fine, but does that mean, that doesn't tell me that I have Nezek Shalom right away, I need a Mokar. If the Miut was that it never becomes a Mu'ah, then the din of time remains, so whatever it is, so then it never becomes a Mu'ah. The din Mu'ah doesn't exist by Mechuberis. But if it's the Pshat that there's no din of time to begin with, so where do I know that he's Chayv Nezek Shalom right away? So the Rashba says, oh, I learn it from Sharovos. And I go, and that means that we're going Amanda Amar, of course, Paganizka Mamona. But who's going according to that Amanda Amar? Who? The Gemara that says that, what would I say about Mechuberes? I would say Nezek Shalom right away, based on the logic of Paganizka Mamona. The Gemara says it because the Gemara is choosing that Manda Omar in explaining my Va'omer. So the Gemara chooses that Manda Omar. But Akasha and the other Manda Omar I don't have. Why? Because the other Manda Omar would also need a Va'omer. Because the other Manda Omar doesn't have the option of wearing Mechuberis from Sharabu. So what would that mean? That means you're back to the other alternative that the Rashba started with. Right, namely that if there's only a distinction by Tusha between Tam and Mu'ad and then Mechuberes, there's no distinction, and I don't have a mocker to say Mechuberes is Nezek Shalom right away, then what am I left with? That Mechuberes is Kula Tama. So that would be the Va'omer, according to the other Mandam. The Rashba didn't have to speak it out. The Gemara, Adarab, the Gemara is good because the Gemara is going within the Mandama, Pagnis Gamamona. It so happens, who holds that way? Who's the Mandama, Pagnis Gamamona? Rapapa, good. So Sugi is within Rapapa. Rapapa is the one that started us off on the whole discussion here. Yeshme Kayotse, then Yeshme Kayotse, then Rapapa. No, good. So the Gemara is with Rapapa. Gemara chapsan, the Mandama Rapapa. But as far as asking Kasha from the Brysa on the other Mandama, no. Obviously, if there's no option of saying Kua Mu'edes, then the other option is the only option available to me, Kula Tama. The two answers of the Rashba, obviously ignore that. Obviously, I don't say something. That's clear from the fact that the Torah is only choosing Tusha and not talking about Mechuberes. And Mechuberes doesn't have the distinction. So what does it mean doesn't have a distinction? It's going to remain a Tama. So obviously, you're not going to say Suffolk Isser. There's nothing to talk about. It's not a Suffolk. There's no Suffolk here. It's clear. It's Kula Tama. There's no other option. And the Torah is Mechalek between Tam and Mu'ad only in this case and not the other case, which is also called Karen. So it has to be Kula Tama. The second Teretz, you're going to Kavachomer, it can't be less than Tusha. I can't say that. Obviously, the Torah chose one Karen, not the other, because here there's a distinction, here there's not. So therefore, you need a Va'omer. So it works out perfectly. Again, Tosis, on the other hand, I would say, assumes that Karen Tusha is Karen. That's Karen. Karen Mechuberis is another Mazik. Now what's its din? So I have two options. Option number one, learn from Sharavos. That's what the Gemara seems to be doing. Option number two, learn from Tusha. Oh, but then it's Dayak Tusha. That's Tosis Kash. But Kula Tama doesn't register according to Tosis. Okay, that's more just a mashlim from yesterday.
I think I forgot.
Say that. Okay, I want to focus the acre now on the Baruch Ber, but yeah, go.
I guess according to the Rashba, and Tosus according to the Rashba,
why would Karen Mechuber be, why would Karen Mechuber be Karen if it doesn't have the word Nifa? And according to Tosos,
according to the Rashba, I would say that intuitively, the nature of the mazik of Karen and what that means is identical. Tush and Chuberis, it's just one is more unusual than the other, but it's the basic same, it's the same basic act of Hesek. And therefore, by the Torah choosing one variety of Karen, not the other, there's an indication that the Chilukei Hadinim that the Torah presents in the case of the Karen that the Torah chose only exist in that variety of Karen and not the other variety of Karen. And the Gemara says, so what would be the other variety of Karen? Kula Mechuber, Kula Muedes. Comes to Rashba, says, I'll give you another alternative. Kula Tam. But that's only because there was something to talk about, a miut in the Torah. If I were not to understand that it's all one type of hezek, of Karen, I would say, Karen Tusha, that's Karen. Karen Mechuber is a new mazik. So then there's nothing to talk about. There's no miut here. This is the mazik called Karen. And Karen means Karen Tusha. Karen Mechuber is another case, another mazik. What's its din? I don't know. Let's figure it out. Let's figure out where to learn it from. So then Tosis has a good question. Daya Ketusha. And Mishara Avos Tenach Amandam Haganet Gamamona, says Tosis in the Chanambi. But the Tana needs you to realize that the din is that Negich and Kutz Mechuberes, because otherwise you might have thought to learn from Mishara Avos. Because you might have thought that, you know, that it is called Darko Lehazik. Like the other Mandama. But again, but a miut to say that Mechuberes is low pol rachmana, there's no such thing. It's only a miut if you learn that it's all called the same mazik of Karen, and why Torah choose one variety and not the other. That's where the Rashba is coming from.
And according to Tosis, what mazik would it be?
Yeah, I don't know. It's another case, another mazik.
Like an av, told them?
If it's not in the Torah, it's not an av, right? Okay. Would be told that it would be a Tzad HaShava. I don't know. Pensi, you're learning from a Tzad HaShava. So it would be one of those things that learn up from Tzad HaShava. Like a Davav.
And I didn't understand the point that Rashba was satisfied that the Gemara is going in Rav Papa, because even if it was going according to Rav Huna, and the sugya over there about Palga, Niska, so you would still have the
Ve'omer.
I didn't understand.
So I'm saying, I'll say it again, so I'm clarifying. In other words, the difficulty that Tosis is facing is how does the Mandama Paganis Kinasa read the Braith? He's an Amora, the Braith is a Tana. So Tosis needed to say his answer. That the Tana of the Braith wants to teach you that Mechuberes is Bechal Negicha, and therefore would start off as a Tam and then a Muad, because without the Braisa bringing that second Pasuk, you might have thought that Karen Mechuberes would be Kua Muedes, because you might think to learn from Sharabas, because you might think the logic of the other Mandama. Okay, so that's why the Tana said what he said. That's Tosis' response. For the Rashba, the answer is simpler. Because you need the second Pasuk. Because if not for the second pasuk, I would say that given that the Torah shows one variety of Karen to speak about and not the other, indicates that the distinction between Tam and Muad that exists is only applicable, only exists in that variety of Karen, in the case of Tusha, and not in the other variety of Karen of the Chuberes. Now, what would that mean? There's two things about this parsha. There's the Tam and there's Muad, and there's a distinction. It's Tam, there's two Muad. So which din doesn't apply in the other case? So the Mandama Paganis Gamamona, where he could learn from Sharavos, so then it would mean that the distinction of Tam and Muad doesn't exist, because it would always be Muad. But that's because it's possible to learn from Sharavos. That's a Muad from the beginning. But Paganis Knesset doesn't have that option. So for him, the default option would be that's Kula Tam. So that, again, that's why you need the Va'omer, you need the second pasuk. So the Gemara spoke out, Umandama Paganis Gamamona, what would you think would be done by Karen Mechuberes? Kula Muedes. But if you want to know, the Braisa itself just said Va'omer. The Braisa didn't say, why he had to say Va'omer. So had to say Va'omer because I would think Kipol Rachmana was by Tusha Mechuberes, Lo Pol Rachmana. In what direction? So the Gemara gave you the direction that would go, Mandam Apalginiska Mamona. Mandam Panisnasa would go the other direction. That would be, you would think, Kuatama. So therefore, you need the Pasuk of Chorsha Wadala.
So ultimately, when Rashba was saying that maybe it's.
The Rashba didn't have to solve, right? Rashba didn't have to solve the Raisa for that other Mandam. He just had to work out the Gemara. The Gemara says that, what would I say? Kumuedes. So the Rashba says, I need a Mokka. So Rashi says, I have a makar because Pagan is Gamamona, then I'd be able to learn from Sharabas.
Didn't Rabbi just say that Rashi was explaining the Va'omer in terms of Knasso?
No. Tosus was.
Tosus,
that's what Tosus has set up the Kasha. That's what Tosus has to resolve the Kasha by Bipni HaToim. Yeah.
According to the Rashba, the Mandamar Pagan Niska Knasso is, like we just explained, is. They would say the Brisis needs the Va'omer because you would have thought it would be Kulatama.
Yeah.
And so just the Fi the Rashba and what he said with the two answers, what would happen to those Sfaras? What would happen to the Kavachomer? What would happen to the.
That's
especially
the answer after Shir. Leo was asking me. I think that the first answer, obviously, if there's an indication that the din is Kulatama, then obviously I know not to learn. If it's a Suffolk, the first answer is easier. If it's a Suffolk, then I would say, Suffolk Zikin Lahachmi. But it's not a Suffolk. I know the Torah is obviously telling me that the din is the same. So then it's Kulatama. The second answer, obviously, by the fact that there's a miut, obviously I'm not going to make that Kavachomer. It's coming telling me not to go make the Kavachomer Gifchus Metusha. It is going to be Gifchus Metusha. That's it. Obviously, the Torah is the night, so it's a night. Just like a mashal, look, ask better. Forget about the two Svaras of the Rashba. Is it logical, Rabosai, that Mechuberes should be Tama even after three times? Is it logical in your own mind, common sense? Keren Tusha is more strange, right? And then becomes a Muad only after three times. And then it becomes a Muad, right? And Mechuberes stays a Tam. And even though it's more normal, right? Is it in logic, does it make sense? No. No, Elamai, the Rashba did ask the Kasha. Why? Because if there's a Miut, then it's a miut. The miut means obviously that's possible, that's what it is. The Torah is telling me the din is only here and not over there. So kachazeh. You can't ask kashas from Yisvar, you can't ask kashas from the, you know, kavachomer. If they have no alternative, okay, so then you find a limud for the other alternative. If you don't have a limud, then you're back to this possibility. Okay, the main focus of today, or both sides, what time do we have? Let's see if we can develop Lufi, whatever we can. It's basically the spirit of a Baruch Bessim and Beis, but I'm going to elaborate. I'm not going to tell you every little point that he makes with the Rayas, but basically we'll try to elaborate on the basic, but it seems to be the basic how approach that he's taking to explain the two lines of the Rashba in the first teretz to his initial kasha. But we'll see that a lot of what we're going to say is very much is going to be supported by what we said already yesterday and right now in terms of the underlying issue in the Rashba's Kasha itself. The Rashba starts with the Kasha Adarabba, Ema Kulatamahi, to pay Chatzi Nezek and never Nezek Shalim. Let's say that a Keren Mechuberes, if it's not included in the Gicha, would remain a Tam. Why? The Kola Puke Mamona, says the Rashba, is Kula Tobeh B'chumul Nitva. When you're taking out money, You're giving the benefit to the Toveya and you're being hard on the Nitva, and that's not the way it should be. It should be the opposite, that you should not be Motzi Mamon in a case of Suffolk. And therefore, we should say is that it stays a Tam. Okay, that's the Kasha of the Rashba. Comes the Rashba and answers, first answer, V'yesh Lomar, the Adarabba, B'nezikin Sveka Ditula Hachmir Ki Isurin. Now we're going to focus the rest of this year just on those words, okay? What is lying within this Rashba's first teretz? I don't say kulatama, even though seemingly Suffolk Mammon would dictate that he shouldn't have to pay even Nezek Shalem, even after three times, because that's the other option, and let's do it that way, let's go with Suffolk Mammon, much more variety. No, Suffolk Nezikin Sveka Ditula Hachmer Ki Isur. At first glance, is a pella, the Rashba is saying, on many grounds. What does it mean? Sveika ditula hachmer ki isur. First of all, seemingly our issue is isur, our issue is mamon. What's our issue? Is it a tam or is it a muad? Is it kul muad or is it kul tama? So what category do we put it in? So what is that issue? Tam is chatzi nezek, and muad is nezek shalom. So what's the issue? The issue is mamon. Where does isur come in here? Where does isur come in? Are you a tam or a mu'ud? Right? What is that? That's mama. What does Rashi mean? Before you know anything, just touch the words. B'nezikin speaking to Tula Hachmer ki surin. What is he saying? What's he saying? Kula tam makul mu'edes is a question of what? Isur or mama? Ask anyone, any shir, right? What is it? Tamud, what is it about? Okay, Gufam Ali has another point, but it's all about mamanis, right? And the Rashba says, to say kula tam, if it's kumuedes, I say kumuedes, why? Because sveka didula hachmikisum. What's he talking? What's he saying? Moreover, second, we have many discussions of Nezikin where the issue is resolved in favor of Hamosh Shmech Vavarai. Many examples. The Mishnayis at the end of the third parak, all kinds of sfeikos in the Nezikin. And the din in all those cases are, the din is Hamosh Shmech Vavarai. One of the examples actually is, if you look in the Mishnah there, Lamed Hamed Beis, Echad Tam ve'echad Mu'ad. There's two Shvarim that are pursuing a single shore. Hanizik omer muad hizik, vamazik omer lo ki ela tam hizik. Let's say the two shvarim that are pursuing are owned by the same person, but the mazik's the owner of the shvarim that are pursuing says it was the tam that caused the hezik that gored your shore. In which case, I only pay chatzin nezik migufo. And the nizik says no. It was which shore was it of yours that gored my shore? The muad. No, it's a suffix. What with the tam muad? What's the din? Suffix of tam and mu'ud, right? Hamosh Shmech Vavarai. So it's a suffix of tam versus mu'ud. Here, what's the Rashba discussing? Do you say it's a status of tam, a status of mu'ud? And the Rashba says suffix nezikin. So we don't know b'chal why it's called suffix yisur. The issue is payment. But separate from that, I mean, you have a case in the Mishnah of a suffix, whether tam or mu'ud. Okay, now these cases were suffix and mitzius. What happened? But we find other examples where it's a suffix mamon ben ezikin, even by Dina. The Baruch Ber asked in the case of Yesh Hadol Litzvoros, Yeshinu Litzvoros. He asks, L'chora ha'kol suffix ibayid in ezikin, kigong le'inim Yeshinu Litzvoros levi ha'nezek, let's say it's Tzvoros, which is chatzin nezek to begin with, the second Daniel. And then it's done b'derech shinui, would it become levi ha'nezek or not? In other cases, ha'zlin l'kula. So then you see a suffix of din also of nezikin. We don't say pay more because it's suffix nezikin. We don't say because of discussion the suffix has to do with nezikin, we go and make pay to pay more because it's suffix issa. So why does the Rashba say here? The question here is going to be a suffix issa. You have to say kumuled is not kulatama. What's going on? I think you first, Yoni, and then Neil. Yeah.
It might be kind of, I don't know if this is so logical, but maybe emotionally, I don't know. But I feel like a muad, it would be more usur to leave it unattended than for a tam to leave it unattended. So there might be an issue of isur in terms of
so
you being required to protect.
Okay, so well, obviously part of what we're going to have to deal with is obviously that there's an isur in some form as well. That's involved with being mazik. So that's what you're sort of getting to, which obviously we're going to have to define more carefully, but we still are far from explaining what the Rashi is saying. Obviously, you know, you're thinking in the right way. Basically, well, obviously there's Issa component. But L'chora, again, to make the question again, reiterate the question, I mean, regardless, he did an Issa, right? I mean, so he's saying maybe it's more of an Issa by Mu'ud. We'll have to know what that means exactly. Okay, but again, in all these examples, I give you an example of tam and mu'ud with the suffix, whether it was shor, whether it's tam or mu'ud, that was mazik, and the din is that he pays chatzi nezek in suffix. So why is the Rashba say it should be kula mu'edes? Daniel, yeah.
If it's all cases, like, if nezek, does that go as far as to say that if somebody just says you're sure the damage could be of no riot to that at all? Say that at any point, and if it goes according to this din, then it's not a Muslim.
obviously, you know, obviously it has to be a rise to the level of suffix. Just because somebody is toveya somebody else without any evidence, that doesn't rise to the level of suffix. You have to have a situation where you see that there's a basis to assume there's a chiyuv to pay, but then there's another side to it that he pays, he doesn't pay, he pays less. And now the question
is,
Yeah. Always sets in when there's what to discuss in terms of the, you know, the tainus that are here and the evidence that's brought. We know there was we don't know if there was a hezek or not. We know there was a hezek. We don't know how the hezek took place and which shor gourd. Okay, so now there's two opinions, there's two bali dvarim, and now we know how much we have right. Okay, in the Rashba situation, again, we're trying to understand the din of Karen Muedes. So it's something in din, okay, I understand. But that's where we're asking the case of din. I ask it from cases of a situation, a scenario. We didn't know how the hezek took place, who was mazik, fine. I gave you another example yesterday of that Vavam Beis, Chusha Achal, Shmeina Achal. You don't know if they ate the patch that has more produce, Shmeina or Chusha, and the Gemara seems how much of a right. Okay, and Baruch Bar has some cases of a suffix in Din by Nezikin. And either way, we go with Kula. So why is the Rashba saying here that it should be a suffix Isser, and why is he saying that therefore we assume it's going to be Chayat Ezek Shalim? What does it mean, and how do you work it out? Yeah.
In Baruch Bar's cases, like, he brings up their old kashas as in the Gemara, like, he just assumes that we go Lakula by them. Is it like apiala?
Okay, so you have to look. Fine print, look up more carefully. Could be means the postkin, but even so, uh-huh. Rashba doesn't disagree with that.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Okay, so let's be Magdim. I'm going to, you know, the Baruch Bar goes to another kasha, and he's going to come back and answer that kasha, and then develop. I think he's jumping already through rungs. Let's sort of bring back what he says later on and bring it in now. We discussed it already, but let's try to, you know, sink our teeth into it again. The issue of the Isser Mazik. Okay? The Isser Mazik. Now, let's start with what's called Niske Adam, Niske Gufo, and now we'll talk about Niske Mamona. So, we know that a person causes Hezek. So there's a chiyuv tashumin. The makor of that in the Torah is what pasuk, everybody? What pasuk? Makei behema yishalmena. Where's that pasuk found, everybody? Chumash? Emor. Makei behema yishalmena is the basis for Adam Hamazik having to pay. That's as far as tashumin. As far as the Isser Mazik by Adam Hamazik. So there is the concept in the Gemara that Rabbi Baruch Bar quotes here, it's a Gemara in numerous places, but also Baba Basra, Grama ben Nezikin Asa. The Gemara in Lo Yachpor, Chav Beis on the Beis, Zoso Meres, Grama ben Nezikin Asa. And you have later Rabbi Kama, all kinds of cases where your action was indirect. You weren't doing the hezek b'yadayim, you did something indirectly which caused hezek. Your potter, the mirshalim, in the case of grama, it's all kinds of klalim, grama, garmi, and how to differentiate, but let's just keep it simple. Grama ben zikin potter, however, usser anyway. Grama ben zikin usser, Rashi says, afilo man de amad lo don din de garmi u potter mirshalim, usser ligrom. And then again, whatever the context of the Gemara is, what does it mean? Even though it's patur milishalem, nevertheless, it's us. Meaning from the Gemara, take that line of the Gemara, what does that suggest? When you chayv milishalem, I understand that's us. But now, the chiddush is, even though you're patur, but nonetheless, grama is still us. What's the marker for this idea of the Isser Mazik, that when you're chayv milishalem, I understand, and when it's Patmu Shalim, that's the Chiddush called Grama ben Nezikin, it's still us. How do you know Yasi? You're not going to be Mazik. So there are Rishonim in various places, Yad Ramah, that talk about, well, how do you know you can't be Mazik? You have to Racha Kamocha. You wouldn't want my Sani Lach, Lachavach Husavit, you wouldn't want someone to do it to you. Clearly, Emes, Alpi, you know, the basic idea, basically, have Racha Kamocha, clearly correct. Obviously, we understand that it's the wrong thing to do. But when we're talking about the Isser Mazik, we're not just talking in terms of Racha Kamocha. from that perspective, I don't know why it's more pashut that you're chayiv, that's usher when you're chayiv l'shalem more than when you're not chayiv l'shalem. In this Gemara, it sounds like, oh, you would think, oh, you're patur l'shalem, maybe you're also allowed to do it? No. Even though you're patur, still it's usher. When you're chayiv l'shalem, oh, then I understand it's usher. From Vavdacha Kamocha, I don't think there should be any reason to think that it's more Vavdacha Kamocha problem when you're chayiv l'shalem than when you're not chayiv l'shalem. So, Elamai, we're not talking about the Isra or the Hazik based on the Adam Lamakom. Even though that's also speaking about Acha Kamocha. But what I mean is, what we see is as follows, and this is where I brought the Rambam in. I had to look at the Rambam in Perek Hay, but this is Ben Iska Mamona, we'll get to it. Get to the case in the Rambam in a second. Basically, when you say it's us and Mazik, it's not just Pshat, that it's the wrong thing to do, but the person who potentially can be harmed or injured or affected has a tviya, a priori, don't be Mazik me. In other words, it's a schus that I have to prevent. That's the context of the Sugya Baba Basra, Niske Shechenim. I have a right to keep you from doing something that could potentially harm me, cause me damage. That's not after Acha Kamocha, that's something else. It's a schus that the Nizik has, al tizikeni. And this is clear that there's such a notion that the Nizik has a right, it's a schus that I have, that your Isser is predicated on my rights, that you're not allowed to be Mazik. So where does that originate? So Rabbi Baruch Ber says as follows. The Parsha of Makeh Behemei Shalmena, that's Adam HaMazik, is not just Mechadish to us, the Halacha that Yochayiv L'Shalem. But implicit in that same Pasuk of Adam HaMazik is not just that you have to pay, but that you're not allowed to do the hezek. There's really all of that goes together in the pasuk. Makeh Behemei Yishalmena brings with it the iser mazik to the extent that, as I just said, that the potential nizik has a tviya not to be mazik. And on top of that, you have to pay. Says the Baruch Ber, oh, Gurama ben nizik and aser means the following: that given that we said that the iser lahazik is part of the parsha of Makeh Behemei Yishalmena, so now we're going to say the following. When you're mazik al yidei maisa, a direct causation, then you have not only the iser mazik, but the consequences of tashlumin as well. But by a case of grama, that's the chiddush of the Gemara, grama ben nizik and asur, that when you're mazik al yidei grama, it's still part of the parsha of Makeh Behemei Yishalmena in terms of the iser of mazik, that's latent within this parasha, even though the tashlumin component doesn't apply to grum. But grum ben nizik and usser, again, the isser we're talking about is isser lachavero, that there's a potential claim he has not to cause hezek. Grumma goes into that halach. I'll give you two lines from a Baruch Ber here. This, working off of a case of Rashi, but the kamod hachazim in the adam hamazik, the af ba'ofen delekachi of tashlumin, mikom makom isura havi, kigom begrama ben ezikin de paterhu avo aser. Explains Rabbi Baruch Ber here. Umishum de mazik de adam, the nilmad, mikra, de makeh behema yishalmena, lo rak le'in chiyav mamo nemar. They're not just speaking about the chiyav mamo. Ela de nemar hakra, the pasuk is speaking gam le'in yishanase mazik, v'nenash bedine shemayim. In other words, the chalos shei mazik, and the onesh kabi shemayim, meaning the iser mazik, and all that, the haparsha, you got to read, continue in the words here, the haparsha, the adam hamazik, nemra gam le'inyan iser, v'onesh bidei shemayim. The parsha is coming to mechadish for us, not just the tashumin, but even the whole construct of mazik. In other words, it's a weaker form of mazik when it's not direct, when it's grama. So to the extent that it's a weaker expression of mazik, it doesn't have the consequence of chiyuv tashlumin. So that's the first step. Okay, so you understand what we're saying so far. The parsha of Adam HaMazik is not just coming to teach us the halacha of Tashlum and Yeshalmena, but it's also creating the whole creature called Iser Mazik, Onish B'dei Shemayim, all that comes with it, the tviya that the person has not to be Mazik me, all of that comes into being because of this parsha, and therefore the chiddush of the Gemara, Grum ben Izik and Aser, is that on the case of Grumma, it's not part of the parsha B'negei Tashlumin, but it's still part of that parsha in terms of the larger construct that's being created with this Pasuk Makadei Mishalmen. That's in terms of Adam HaMazik. Let's now go to Mamon HaMazik. So now I ask you, Mamon HaMazik, the Torah has all kinds of cases of Avos Nezikin, Shor, Bor, Eish, Shem Berega, whatever it is, the Torah says you have to pay. Okay, and where does it say that there's an Iser Mazik? How do I know there's an Iser Mazik Aide Mamono? Maybe you'll say I can learn it from Adam HaMazik, perhaps, once I say Makabe Meshalmena, maybe. But here it seems that Baruch Be'er is also learning Al Derech, we just said, that we can look in the Torah itself, as the Torah talks about the Chiyuvim that are incurred through situations of Mamon HaMazik, and within the Torah you can see that there's an Isser that's embedded within it too. Now here he quotes a few things. He quotes V'lo Yishmerenu, which is by Kofar, which is Shor Shehemis Esa Adam, but the Torah says that you're paying. It's a kapar that's needed, V'lo Yishmerenu, so they could use that. But it would seem that even the very halacha that you have to pay brings with it the whole parsha, the whole inyan of the Issa Mazik with the tviya that you have against the person not to be Mazik, all that derives from the etzem parsha itself of being Mazik, Mamon HaMazik. And here I mentioned the Rambam. The Rambam is interesting. The Rambam has, this is based on the Gemara later in Bava Kama, Chav Gimel. The Rambam, leaving the Gemara on the side, the Rambam gives you a following halacha. Behema, Shay Saroy Perakeh Niskimama. Behema was wandering into somebody's field, didn't yet cause damage. You warn the owner three times. Imro Shamar Behemto Vromana Meliros, Yesh Rishus, Lebala Sada Rishkot Osa Shchita Ksheira. He can shech the animal and sell the meat. And the Rambam brings this in connection to the inyan of Grumma ben Izikin. Mipnei she'asur ligrom, asur l'adam l'hazik l'shalem ma she'hizik, afilu ligrom ha'nezik asur. That's the Rambam l'cha aleph. And it continues here for asur chachamim, gad le'madaka. What do you see in this Rambam? And again, the makor is Gemara Chav Gimon Beis in Bava Kama. What you see in the Rambam, again, is that there's an Iser Mazik to the extent that the person who's potentially going to be affected has the right to take the initiative of taking action after warning the person appropriately to slaughter this animal. Because he has a right to protect himself from the potential Hezek. That means that the Parsha of Mamon HaMazik is not just speaking about the Tashlumin component, but it's also speaking about the whole Isser itself, and the Tviya that you have on the person not to do the Hezek. All of that is part of the Parsha of Mazik also. The Lashon of the Mishnah Rabbos say, right? Mamon HaMazik. Now, what do we have here? An Isser LaHazik and a Shem Mazik. Who's the Mazik? Who's the Mazik? Yeshua went and caused damage. You dug a barbershit sarab and causes nafosham ashor achamor. Who is the Mazik? Who is the Mazik? You could say the Shor. No, but the Mishnah says something else. Me'iri is medayik, Lashna Mishnah. What does the Mishnah say here in a daftes? Kishe hizik, says the Mishnah, Chav HaMazik. Chav HaMazik. Who's the Mazik? Mishalim. Who's the Mazik that's Mishalim? The Baal. So let's explain. What does that mean? How am I the Mazik? The show is Mazik. How am I the Mazik? What does it mean that in the Parshas Tashlumin lies the Isser Mazik? Well, what does that mean? Let's explain that better. We did this already once before. Let's go with the Rashi and Daftes and Beis, the second shot of the Mishnah. Okay, second. I mean, you could say by Mamon HaMazik the Pshia is Machayev you, but let's even leave that out. Kol shechavti b'shmiraso hechsharti es nisko. Lashon HaMishnah tells in the days. Kol shechavti b'shmiraso hechsharti es nisko, says Rashi in the second pshat. If I cause damage, chavti b'shmiraso, by not guarding something, it causes damage. Hechsharti es nisko, alai lahachshir ulesakin es nisko. Kolom anichai v'shalem. Hechshat Yitzisko is an imperative. What must I do? What does the Tashuman require me to do? L'shalim Yitzisko, I have to rectify the damage. I have to undo the damage. I have to fix the problem that I caused. Tashumi Nezek, by definition, means to undo, to reverse the damage, to undo the damage. Rabos, I ask you, if it was permitted for me to cause the Hezek in the first place, does it make sense that there can be a tviya against me by the person who was affected, that I have to undo the damage, if I'm allowed to do it to begin with? So if the definition of Tashumi Nezek, as Rashi has in the second pshat of the Mishnah, that's what the Mishnah is saying, Koshechavti b'shmiraso hechsharti, I have to be machshir the Nezek, I have to reverse it, I have to undo it. That's the definition of paying for your damages. You have to fix it, that it should be back to the way it was before. But if I'm allowed to cause the hezek, so what would be the rationale to say, but there's a halacha to rectify it after the fact, meaning what? To undo, to bring it back to well, but I'm allowed to cause the damage. So he understands this. If the din tashumi nezek means that I have to bring it back to what was before the damage, then it means I'm not allowed to cause damage. So we understand Rabbi Baruch is saying, maki b'emei shalmena, is itself an indication not just on the tashumin, but on the actual iser, that you are a mazik. And by the same token, every time the Torah talks about mamana mazik and the payment that's involved, that already carries with it the iser mazik, that's the underlying basis that there is a chiv tashumin because of the fact that there's an iser mazik and I'm a mazik, and I'm the mazik, not by my liability, by my ishmira, that makes me the mazik, that's the basis for why I have to pay. This is the aleph base. We haven't gone too far yet. Just to simply just... So in a way, okay, the discussion of nezikin, as we started bringing before, is always going to have to consider what? The issue of the isser as well. Now, we haven't yet gotten yet to the Rajban, and Tam and Mord and anything else. Just in general. We talk about other mazik, we talk about mamana mazik. Yeah,
all right. You said that, and being medayik in Rashi and Tesmavi, is that the
second pshat of Rashi.
Yeah. It can't be that, how could there be a tviya? How could the nizik come and claim money from me? How could there be a chiyav on me to fix what was, if it were really mutter? So it must be that there's an issue involved.
You asked me a kasha from Poskim Dibosein on Dabav, right? That's your kasha.
I'm not there. Okay. But people have mentioned the question to me about halva. And by halva, there's no issue involved, but at the same time, you're...
There's a difference. Halva is not like a Novak Subatov. That's a natural reality. That you borrow money, you pay back. This is a chiv HaTorah. The Torah says we're requiring you. That's why somebody, you can use the word onesh, if you will. Onesh min adin. When onesh mam, what onesh? We're not talking about onesh, like onesh aguf. But in the sense of the Torah is mechayiv you. It's not like alva mamoni gabach. So I took money, I have to return the money. That you don't need the Torah for that. Here you need the Torah to tell me that the Torah created that whole paradigm. But if the paradigm includes that you have to pay, and that means that you have to reverse the damage, that means that part of the package is that you weren't allowed to cause the damage. Again, there is a Gemara Davav that we have to deal with. It sounds like there's a reshus to let out the water, the gutter water, posting people saying, but you have to pay. You have to know how to answer, how to explain that. There you see, seemingly, that there's reshus in the beginning, but it's not a kasha. Really. You see, we see that Gemara, you'll see why it's not really a kasha in what we're saying now. But pashtus, whatever, the halacha that you have to pay brings with it that there's an issue to be mazik to begin with. Now let's take it another level. Given that we see that the various mazikin, mamana mazik, adama mazik, the parish in the Torah has two tiers to it. The parish in the Torah speaks about the tashlumin But the parasha in the Torah is also creating the whole construct of what we're describing now, the iser mazik, the chalos shem mazik of the person, the basis for the liability, the requirement, the onus bidei shamayim. All of that is all derived from the same parasha that tells me the chiyuv tashlumin, to the extent that we noted that by maki beimer yishalmena you can have a situation of grama b'nezikin, which in one respect it's not part of the parasha. In terms of chiyuv tashlumin, you don't have to pay. You didn't do the ma'isik b'yadayim, but it's still part of that parasha in terms of the construct that was created with maki beimer yishalmena. So the iser is gufa, the iser that stems from this pasuk, even though the shalmena doesn't apply, but the iser mazik that the Torah is alluding to in staying makadim and shalmena, that exists by grama as well. Now let's ask the following question. We know on daf hayom beis, Gemara spells out each of the avos mazikin is written ultimately lehilchoseh. They're unique halachas for each of the mazikin, namely, bor is pater on kelim. Eish is pater on what? On tamun. Tamun be'eish. All drushes from the psukim, al hakama. So if something is something gets burnt by the fire that I lit and it went out and the thing was camouflaged, so it's not dumi the kama, then it would be, you'd be pater for those things that are tamun be'eish. Shein v'regel pater where? Vishus harabim, v'yer b'steyacher, only vishus hayachid. There are special piturim by the various avos. There are other methods. Own dinim, but let's talk about the piturim. Tamun be'esh, kelim be'bor, shorach hamor. Right. So we learn now kelim be'bor yipatim. Even if they get broken, you're not chayiv. Shem v'rabu shusarabim cause damage, you're not chayiv. Now we can ask ourselves a question: what is the nature of the ptur in these cases? Is the pshat that vis-a-vis your shem mazik, your iser mazik, your liability for what happened, b'dinei shamayim in terms of the iser, all of that, clearly you have your responsibility and you have your liability. It's no different than grama b'nezikin being usser, even though it's pater, but it's usser. So the Torah is just excluding these situations from the tashlumin, from the having to pay after the fact. So that's where the Torah says Tamun be'esh is pater. So it is by bor kelim be'bor shem v'regel b'shus harabim. It's only a miut of a p'tur b'nogeh tashlumin, but not from the whole larger construct of the shem mazik and the iser mazik and all of that. Or do we say no? Maybe these p'turim speak not just to the tashlumin, but to the actual shem mazik, to the extent that the hezek was a hezek of tamun be'esh, kelim be'bor, shem v'regel b'shus harabim, on that type of a hezek, I never am pinned as a mazik. I'm not liable for my having been poshea. That the Torah is not mechayiv me on any level. I have no achrayis for that type of a situation. So it's not just an exclusion in terms of tashlumin, it's an exclusion in terms of the fundamental shem mazik that was, again, that's part of this whole larger parsha. That's the suffix of Baruch Ber has. And here he wants to say that it depends. And we're not going to go through all his rayas, because it's going to be too complicated to go through the rayas individually. But he has a raya. That's how we started with the raya from Tamun Ve'esh, Adiyuk and Rashi later on. Again, I don't want to get too bogged down. You can look at it yourself. He has a raya that when it comes to Tamun Ve'esh, when it comes to Kelim Be'bor, and those cases, the p'tur would be a p'tur only in the tashlumin. Only in tashlumin. On the other hand, he has a raya, b'shem v'regel b'shus harabim, it's a p'tur in the actual chalos shem mazik, in the iser itself. There's no liability for shem v'regel. In other words, a person who's madagesh, and actually the only thing that it could end up getting burning in its path is tamun. Such a person, knowing that the only hezek that can result is tamun ve'esh, is absolutely chai b'dinei shamayim. If he camouflaged it, if he didn't camouflage it, it's no difference. It's there. It's tamun. But he knows it's going to cause something that's tamun to be burnt. The iser l'shamayim exists. The shem mazik exists. The only thing is, he'll be pater b'dinei adam. That's his diuk in Rashi. The Rashi gives you the case of someone else making a something tamun to tell me that that person is chayav dinei shamayim for what he did, vis-a-vis the person himself who was about to give the eish. It wouldn't matter what he covered it or it was covered before. He anyway be chayav dinei shamayim. So why did Rashi have to make the other case? Because only then do we have a new halacha to derive that person who made someone else's thing tamun that it's going to be chayav dinei shamayim. Because this person is anyway chayav dinei shamayim. That was his raya from the tamun case. So we're leaving the raya aside. Tamun be'eish, I'm chayiv as a mazik b'dina shemaim. I'm a mazik, I'm usher to do it. It's a p'tur tashlumin. Similarly, kelim bebor, it's a p'tur tashlumin. On the other hand, shein v'regel b'shus harabim, he has a raya again from the second parak, again without leaving the whole raya side, complicated. The raya, shein v'regel b'shus harabim is the pshat. You're not a mazik b'nogeya that. You're sure v'rego, your animal goes out b'shus harabim, causes a hezek by eating, by trampling b'shus harabim, public thoroughfare. To that extent, you're not a mazik. You're not pinned as a mazik. You're not achroi. And there's a lashon, they bring a raya to this in the lashon of the Rif that says urchehu. It's normal. A person can be expected to be guarding the animal from walking in a public area. That's there we say that the burden of protecting is on the potential victim, not on me to see to it that the animal doesn't cause hazik b'shus harabim. There, people have to stay away. Animals have a right to walk. So there, the burden goes the other way, and therefore, to the extent that hazik occurs b'shus harabim, I'm not a mazik. Not, I'm a mazik, but I don't have to pay. I'm not a mazik at all. Oh, now, let's come to the following question. What's the other issue? What's the other case of p'tur in Hilchosein? Keren. What's the Hilchosein of Keren? L'chalik ben tam u'muad. Now let's ask ourselves. Shor tam pays chatzi nezek. Shamur pays nezek shalei. What is this issue? What's the nature of the halacha of shor tam paying chatzi nezek? Now this is very subtle. Let's think about this. They quote Rav Baruch Bar, not in this piece, they quote Rav Baruch Bar as saying, a shor tam is a chatzi mazik. Adkan, what I saw quoted, chatzi mazik. What does that mean? What does that mean? We're not talking about the shor. The shor tam pays chatzi nezek, we're both saying. What's the chakir? Plug in the chakir that we just had, vis-a-vis shein v'regel, bor, eish, tamud be'eish, by Karen Tam. What would be the way to think about it? If you're thinking well, you'll be able to understand what we're getting at. Is the pshat that from the perspective of being a mazik, you are a mazik. You're a mazik gamur. The Torah gives you a p'tur in the tashlumin on half. Vis-a-vis your achrayis, your shem mazik, your dini shamayim, all of that, you're a mazik in the fullest way. You're considered to be totally liable for that, the damage that occurred. You're totally achroi for this, on the level, on the moral level, on the level that he has a tviya on you, that he can take your shor and like the Rambam says, and slaughter it, that it's potentially going to cause this damage. All of that exists on the fullest level. Elamai, on the tashlumen level, for whatever the reason, palganiz gomamon, palganiz gnasa, you only pay half. That's one side of the chakir. That would be similar to what we'd be saying by Tamar Be'esh, Kelim Babor. It's a p'tur and tashlumen, vis-a-vis the Isser, you are full mazik. If a Baruch Bar used the Lashon, and this is what he's going to say here, basically, that you're a half a mazik, not the shor being half a mazik. What does it mean? It means that to the extent, just like we said by Shem V'Regel B'Shus HaRabin, it's not just the Torah says you're partner from tashlumen, but on a hezek of Shem V'Regel B'Shus HaRabin, you're not viewed as a mazik, you're not viewed as being responsible for having being negligent, having caused that. So when it comes to a shor tam, given that a shor tam is naturally more, you know, it's more tame by nature, it's less, you know, it's less olu to cause hezek. Whatever it is, again, pagnus moma, pagnus knasa, but at the end of the day, it's different. The Torah had to bechmanis on you, or because it's becheskes shimur, whatever it is, the bottom line is that your liability itself in quality is less. We're not talking about quantity, chatzi nezek. The chatzi nezek is a derivative of that. Understand? It's not that you're responsible for half the nezek, monetarily. It's the pshat that by saying you have chatzi nezek, the Torah has basically created here a paradigm that you're a chatzi mazik. You're only a mazik to the degree that your payment reflects in terms of being chatzi nezek. So you are only viewed as being liable b'miksas for the damage. Understand? Not liable, not just the bottom line tashlumin, but your liability, given that the circumstances are such that for short time, so your iser mazik is less. It's an iser mazik on a lower level. And that's why you pay chatzi nezek. In other words, in the same way that Shem v'regel b'shus ha-rabin, Rav Baruch Ber took on, is not a p'tur in tashlumin, merely p'tur tashlumin. It's a p'tur in the whole shem mazik shebo. So now we're saying that in terms of the chatzi nezek of tam, your liability as a mazik extends only to the extent of half. And that's why the tashlumin is half. So the issue of tam and mu'ad now would actually be not just a question of money, but a question of the degree of the iser. How much of it, no, what's a more chomer dika iser? This is coming back to the only beginning. A person who is not shomer a tam, short tam, or someone who's not shomer a short mu'ad. Let's say he has two shvarim, one a tam, one a mu'ad, he can only guard one of them. What would be his responsibility to guard the mu'ad? Now, this is ironic, because the Gemara of Gittin HaKones and later in Parakim also say that technically how much shmira is required, the darga shmira. Those who weren't the Gemara know, right? So the Gemara says that a tam requires shmir mu'ula, and a mu'ad might be sufficient shmir p'chusa. It's not a kasha, what we're saying. That's just in terms of how much shmir you have to do. But now we're talking about the liability for not doing that shmir. Whatever that shmir is, tam is its shmir, mu'ad is its shmir. Whatever the level is required, I understand. But the responsibility to be shomer, each one can display what it is, and the liability that comes from not doing it, where is there a greater liability? By mu'ad. Again, even if the technicalities might be that the tam might require, right, a higher darga of shmira in what the shmira is than a mu'ad, but the liability that comes from not providing shmira for tam and mu'ad is a greater liability that's reflected in the nezek shalim of a mu'ad, and the fact that a tam is chatzi nezek because the liability is less. Now we're going to get, I think, to the heart of how we come back to the Rashba. The Rashba is telling us, what was our problem? The Rashba asks, why say, if I only had the pasuk in Melachim and not the pasuk in Dos HaBracha, I would say, Kipa Rachmanu B'Tamu Mu'ad Hanmi B'Tusha Mechuberes Emekum Uledesi. In fact, the Rashba, maybe Kula Tama, maybe that's the point, Kula Tama. By mechuber, it's going to be a time. And for the Rashba, no. The nezikin sveikah didhu lahachmir ki isurin. Who's he talking about? Sveikah lahachmir. We're talking about tashumin. Tam mu'ad. Where's isur coming? So immediately we understand. Now already we understand what we're talking about. Why is an issue of isur here? The answer is because the question of whether you're paying a chatzi nezek as a tam, because we say kula tamay, or whether we say that you're going to pay nezek shalom as a mu'ad, is not just an issue of tashlum. It's an issue of isur. Why is it an issue of isur? Because tam is what? Tam is one type of, what your liability is only having been a mazik to the extent of chatzi nezek. Chatzi nezek is a reflection of how much liability you have in causing this. How much of a mazik are you? You are a chatzi mazik. You're only liable b'miksas. Your liability is qualitatively less than a mu'ad. So there's an issue of isur that plays out over here. Determining whether it's a tam or a mu'ad is actually a reflection of an isur. That's l'chur, and that's only because, again, because we're assuming that the difference between tam and mu'ad is not just a difference vis-a-vis tashlumin, like by tom and the eish and kelim the bar. But it's like shein v'regel b'shus harabin, that the Torah says that the p'tur reflects a lack of being called a mazik. So if here it's only chatzi nezek that you pay, that means vis-a-vis half the nezek, not monetarily, in terms of the concept, you're not a full level mazik. So therefore, you're less of you did less of an isser. So and the mu'ad, on the other hand, is liable, has a full liability. So the issue relates to isurin. There's one more layer though. The chayra still not full. This is what he brings at the very end from Rav Chaim. fear. He says in the last paragraph, Hine din tamus ma de misham chatzi nezek, rak chatzi nezek, vade havi ptur mi ikar halo yishmerenu. De eno b'chal shmirasan alecha, rak lin chatzi nezek. Look at the words, you see. Din tamus ma de misharim rak chatzi nezek, vade havi ptur mi ikar halo yishmerenu. Right, it's a tour from the Ikar Lo Yishmerenu, not in the Tashlumin, like by the other cases, by Tom of the Ash and so on. The Eina Bechlau Shmirasan Alecha Rak Lein Mechatzin Nezek. That's the Chatzin Mazik idea that we're trying to say. You only Bechlau Shmirasan Alecha Lein Mechatzin Nezek. Then Kein HaSafik B'Mechuberes in Kula Tama Kom Ledes Havi Safik B'Ikar Havelo Yishmerenu. The Havi Safik is. That's where we are right now. We still have one little knesh we have to add from Rav Chaim, the quotes right now, but this is where we're at right now. Why does he have to add now Rav Chaim? I'll ask you the following question. Let's say you have a situation. L'chor, there's still something missing. I'll tell you why. I understand that Isser is part of the picture. For Abosai, right now, the question seems to be about how much to pay, right? Let's say you have a shor that got mixed up with other shvarim and it did a hezek. I don't know if it's a tam or a mu'ud. Okay? Now, as far as shmira is concerned, l'chatchila, what are you going to tell me? Misafik. What are you going to tell me? It's an iser of a mu'ud, right? So where do I have a greater obligation of shmira? For a mu'ud. So I have to be more on guard, right? Because it might be a mu'ud. Correct. If it's a tam, I don't have to be. I'm not as liable. That's l'chatchila. Let's say this shor went and caused damage. This shor, Suffolk, caused damage. How much would I have to pay? After the fact that it caused damage, how much would I have to pay? Chatzin nezek, mi Suffolk, no. Even though the issue has to do with, on a root level, whether I was, you know, liable as a real mazik, a full degree, 100% mazik, or 50% mazik. But l'chor, now it's about money. If you ask me, how much on guard should I have to be? How vigilant do I have to be? I have to be machmir, it might be a mu'ud. That's on l'chatchila. But once the damage has occurred, it's about money. So even after everything we just said, which is beautiful, right? But at the end of the day, the issue right now is, how much do you pay? It says, but there's something else. This is already a tosis and avgimel, been a different discussion, but he applies it to the Rashba. The lesson is mita hiba Torah, that when I have a shayla of a drasha, had a darshan, I could darshan one way, darshan another way. So Tosa says again in his context, there's a rule called l'chumra makshinan. Even when it has to do with money, l'chumra makshinan. The rule of drashas is I makish l'chumra. Leaving the context out of the Tosas and everything, says Rav Chaim, that's what the Rashba means over here as well. When he says this first teretz, the Yeshlomar, the Nezikin Safik Isur. What does he mean? Lemaisa, right now the question is how to darshan, and this goes well with what we said yesterday and beginning of Shir today. What is the issue of the Rashba's Kasha? Emakul of Tamahi. What is the issue about? How to understand the miut of the Torah. The Torah spoke about one variety of Karen, not the other variety of Karen. Why did the Torah speak about the Karen, Tushan, and Karen Mechuberes? Because only by Tushan is a distinction between Tam and Mu'ud. By Mechuberes, it would be the same. Which way? Does it say? The Gemara says one way, maybe the other way, maybe Kula Tamayi. Says the Rashba, no. But since we have here, the issue at stake is not just one of Mana. The issue of whether Kula Tamayi Kula Mu'eda speaks to the nature of the liability, how much liability I have, whether I'm a mazik in a full way or I'm only a weaker mazik, a mazik partially. And that's Issa. Now, if I would darshan the miut one way, I would assume that I am a partial mazik. If I darshan the miut the other way, I would be seeing me as a more chamer mazik. Because the issue of tam and muad, as we said, building on everything we just said, is an issue that reflects the nature of how much of a mazik I am. That's the mida hiba Torah of Rav Chaim from the Tosafos and the Gemara. Midi batorah, if I can be makish, if I can go a drasha one way or the other, the rule of drashas dictates that I darshan l'chumra. Now that I'm darshan l'chumra, now it's established already. Then the mammon is a result of that. So now the issue is not how much I pay, it's already been determined that the way to darshan is to say kula muedes, not to say kula tama. So once I determine the drasha to go in one direction more than the other, because the chumra makshinan, then the issue is not a bidiyavit. If I have one shore that might be a tam, might be a muad, and now went ahead and did damage. Now, before it did the damage, I have to be machmir. Maybe it's a muad. I have to I'd be more vigilant to say the gamur. That's the chatchila. But once it did the damage, I wouldn't have to pay more than chatzin nezek because ran out the issue of money. But the Rashba's context is a context of haddash and the miut. The fact that Torah said that, as we developed yesterday, the Torah speaks about one Karen variety, not the other one, because in the other case it would be the same. There's no chilk to tam and muad. Which way? Maybe kula muedes, maybe kula tama, says the Rashba. But since the issue of tama versus muedes, as we said, is a function of how much of a mazik am I? Am I a full mazik? I'm only a partial mazik. And that issue is the issue of iser. And since that's hanging in the balance, hadadarshin, the miut, so the laws of hadadarshin dictate that I have to be makish in the direction of chumra. Memela, I establish that the miut is going in the direction of kula muedes. Memela, the payment will have to be nezek shalom in accordance with hadadarshin, the miut. These are many building blocks that we built up, again, to speak about the whole yesod of the notion of tashumi mazik, tashumi nezikin, the halacha of the isa mazik, starting with niskei adam, niskei gufo, makamei mishalmena, Gurama ben Nizikin Usr, which still means you're part of the parish of Inagir the Isser. Then we took it over to Mamana Mazik as well, building the idea of Isser Mazik as a function of the Tviya that the Nizik can have not to be Mazik me. How the Chakira of whether the various Peturim are Peturim only in Tashlumin or Peturim in the actual Chalos She Mazik, seeing the distinctions between the cases, and then looking back at Tam and Muad in the same way that we looked at Shem Beregel. That it's a Ptur in the Chalos She Mazik, and therefore the issue in the Rashba is one of Isser, but then you have to add this last Knech of Avchaim, that Lamaisa, the question is going to be how to dash in the Miut, and therefore once we dash in it in the one direction, then everything will flow as a result of that. Mitzvah Shem, we'll be right to tomorrow, but Chazer, of course, okay.